Hello, and welcome to this ICT Magic podcast, recorded on the 14th of April, 2013. I have six exciting resources I'd like to share with you today. The first can be found at soundaroundyou.com. This is a website, an Apple app, which allows you to record ambient sounds and then upload them onto an interactive map. There is a worldwide community uploading soundscapes, and the UK alone has over 700 examples of recordings. You can listen to the hustle and bustle of New York City and the peaceful chanting of temples in Shanghai. Using GPS coordinates, the site integrates with Google Street Map, meaning that you can look around at the location you're listening to. It's a really wonderful geography resource, allowing your students to get a real feel for the location they're listening to. The next site can be found at twolivesleft.com/cargobot. This is a fun iPad app which teaches children about programming commands. The game is fairly simple. You program your crane to move crates around the screen, but you must do this in one go before you start moving them, which means you need to program your crane very carefully. Next, I'd like to talk about MathsChamps, which can be found at mathschamps.co.uk. This is a maths website designed for primary school age. You can learn fractions by playing a Bop the Monster game, and further your understanding of decimals in a jump-over-the-barrel Donkey Kong-style game. The games are arranged into three different age groupings, and the site doesn't require a sign-in to play the games. The next resource I'd like to tell you about is the SciShow YouTube channel. This site gives nearly daily updates on science and technology stories which are in the news. The videos are really engaging and well-explained, and can easily be used at secondary school level. The topics of the video range from the big questions like how big is the universe and how did it start, to why ferns have more chromosomes than you, and why do cats purr? The videos are designed to intrigue and hopefully get your students questioning and researching for themselves. The next site is currently one of my favourites, and can be found at realtimeboard.com. As the name suggests, this is a real-time collaborative whiteboard. Whatever changes one user makes, the other users can see it happening straight away on their screens. You can embed all sorts of media onto it, such as videos, documents, text, images, audio, and much more. The site also integrates with Google Drive, which means you can upload and share your documents from that site. For schools using Google Apps for Education, there is a single sign-on button, which my school has found really useful. It means that as soon as the children are logged in to their Google account, the site knows who they are and logs them on automatically. You can also use a freehand pen from an interactive whiteboard. It's a fabulous collaborative resource. The last resource can be found at belugalearning.com. This is a truly amazing iPad app, which teaches maths all the way from counting up to calculus. Each of the lessons is staged carefully to slowly increase the math skills. The activities are nicely kinesthetic, and often users have to drag numbers and squares around the screen to complete the tasks. The interface is visually pleasing, and the instructions are read out for those children who are not quite as confident at reading. Thank you for listening to this podcast. You can find all the links to these resources at ictmagic.wikispaces.com or simply Google ICT Magic.